This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Eitan Elbaz. How are you, Eitan?
Doing great. So happy to be here.
And Eitan is the co-founder and chairman of Render Media, and we're going to talk about specifically how you grow your business in a world of video, and then we'll talk about you're the co-founder, you know, you where you sold AdSense to Google, mm-hmm. which is a big play, and lessons you've learned from there, and we'll talk also about challenges in life, how you overcome them. But let's start talking about what is the Render Media model.
Yeah, so Render Media is a new media publisher. We're a publisher who's digital only. Though it's video and articles, we don't have satellite dishes or printing presses. So we're doing hundreds of videos a month and thousands of articles a month.
And really, you have sort of changed the game where you are a content creator, a publisher, a marketing company. You're doing all these different pieces in one. Explain how that really works, because it seems like a different type of model to me.
Yeah, that's true. So if you think of the traditional publisher model, an advertiser wants to go and get a message across about their product, and they want that message to get to consumers. And so maybe they'll use a creative agency to come up with a commercial or a print ad or image. And then maybe they'll use an ad agency to try and figure out where should we place this video or where should we place this image. And then they'll go and figure out which publisher. Should we put it on a television station? Or should we put it on a radio station? Should we put it in a newspaper, a magazine? Well, a lot of that stuff is blurred today now. So a company like Render Media, we perform all three of these functions. We are the creative agency. We are the ad agency. We are the publisher. And so we can go and package your product, make it look great, and get it out to millions of people.
And your real strengths are in the food area, definitely, entertainment as well. Let's talk about like Dunkin' Brands. I know you do a lot of work with them.
Yeah, so Dunkin' Donuts has been a customer of Cooking Panda. Cooking Panda is our food vertical. Mm-hmm. And this was pretty fun. We came up with some creative ideas, but ultimately we made a wall of donuts for them.
So, a wall of donuts?
Yeah, just a big donut wall. All kinds of donuts, all of them Dunkin' Donuts. Aesthetically very beautiful, a lot of red and blue and different colors in there, and of course,
was it any design?
Yeah, it was. It's a beautiful picture. You can find it out on the web.
You just put wall of donuts. Probably you Google that, right?
I think if you do Cooking Panda Dunkin' Donuts, you will find yourself a wall of donuts.
So what was? But that's fun. What was the real business model that you solved there, and what types of results emerged from that?
Well, if you think of the trends the last few years, you of course, everywhere you look, you know, I just rode the subway over here, and every single person's on their mobile phone because that's all anybody does anymore. Mm-hmm. And we know how much mind share the Facebook properties occupy between Facebook and Instagram. And if you're not there, you might be on YouTube or Snapchat. And so we're seeing all these really short videos, short, fun videos.
When you say short, what is the optimum size of video? If people are doing videos, we have 600,000 CEOs listening in. What is the size?
Gosh, we're talking roughly a minute here.
So is a minute the best case scenario?
It depends what you want to do. We certainly have some videos as short as 30 seconds that can get a lot of engagement because they're super shareable. But you're trying to get across a single piece of concept. We have story long videos that are as long as 8 minutes long, and a lot of those people watch average time of 2-3 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get across of our opposing views brand, we've got a series called Missing Pieces. And Missing Pieces is like unsolved crimes. You know, people watch several minutes of one of these even while they're riding the subway, I think.
Mm, okay, so I cut off your story that you were telling about the wall of donuts and how that was doing. So finish that.
Yeah, so, you know, ultimately, we get in touch with a food brand and they'll come in. You know, ultimately, they want to get in front of millions of people in a fun, memorable way. What's something that, a way that out of the, you know, the 12 minutes you spend on Facebook, you're only giving each piece of content maybe 3 seconds, 5 seconds, but you want to hold them in. Can you hold them in for 15 or 20 seconds? So you need to delight them. You need to entertain them. And, you know, one donut's great, two donuts is better, but a whole wall of donuts, I mean, that's something kind of fun to look at and, you know, see what it looks like and watch people eat at it. Yeah, that's all kind of fun.
Okay, so I think you also, it is fun. So let's say, I know you're working with a big tuna company as well. So
yeah.
What would you do with them? You would not do a wall of tuna.
No. Bumblebee Tuna has been one of our big clients this year, and we've done a lot of work with them. And Bumblebee Tuna was introducing a brand new product. I actually eat this one. It's in my backpack most days. Essentially, it's dry sealed tuna. There's no water in it. We used to buy the cans. You have to open that with a can opener and get the water out, and that's really messy. And you get the fish water all over your hands. That's not something you can eat at work. So they dry pack the tuna in this vacuum sealed package.
I know this product really
okay.
well.
Yeah, and they put a little fork
great.
In the top.
Yes, it's great.
So you can rip it off.
Yes.
You can pull the fork out. You can open up the tuna. They've flavored it for you already.
Yep.
And so you can eat this like a little
okay.
snack.
Okay, so it's a great product.
Mm-hmm.
But where does Render Media come in? How do you help them? That's a great product.
Yeah.
You know, I really like that product myself. And it's healthy and the whole thing. Low carbs, high protein.
Exactly.
Quick,
yes.
Easy, it's not messy. The whole thing's good.
I ate it on a plane on the way over here. I'm sure the person next to me wasn't totally happy about it, but whatever. I need to get my protein fix.
There you go.
So with something like Bumblebee Tuna, they've got options. How do you go and brand this thing? How do you go and get to millions of people? You could buy a traditional TV commercial, but they're expensive. We offer, again, it's a video product, so in that sense, similar to a TV commercial, except there's so much more to branded content and social media. When you watch a television commercial, it's very one way. You're presenting your commercial to a consumer,
mm-hmm.
but they have no way to sort of react back to that. The great thing about social media and branded content is there's many ways for people to interact with that. They could like it or love it. They could click wow if you're on Facebook. You can comment on it. You could tag a friend. You can say, hey, brother, you should check out this tuna. And people do that. When's the last time you were watching a TV commercial and you were so excited about that commercial that you picked up the phone and said, you got to watch this tuna commercial. It's that good. Like, that's not something we do when you're watching a TV commercial, but it happens all the time on social media. You could hit the share button and you could share it with your friends. And so when we're making content for Bumblebee Tuna, we can present this product in all sorts of different. We showed it where you're on a hike. Person's on a hike and we had them doing a little bit of a hike, and during the hike they had their tuna. We had another one where we built in our studio almost like a little garden, and they were gardening. And if you look at it, it looks like you're in some dirt and weeds and you're planting something, and ultimately we're inside a studio, but the person's able to grab for their tuna, and they're able to go and serve themselves a bit of tuna and go along their project.
So you are showing the personalization way of it. So that's really interesting. Talk about it, just so anyone wants to look in, what is the website for Render Media?
So our corporate site is rndr.com, and, you know, you can happy to contact us there and you can learn more about us. But we think of our consumer brands, where our millions of web visitors go, are our two media consumer brands, opposingviews.com and cookingpanda.com.
And why did you select those two specifically?
It's pretty interesting. We actually acquired both of these properties. I'm an angel investor. I've invested in 33 different companies over 8 years. One of the angel investments that my brother made was in a company called Opposing Views. It had raised $2 million from venture investors and angels over a 4-year period. And they built a really interesting model, which was trying to debate national issues like climate change, gun control, immigration, you know, all the things we talk about all the time, and really trying to intelligently debate them. As we found, it's hard for folks to go and fairly debate online. And so we thought, can we turn this into more of a news property in which we're presenting a lot of this information? And then on social media, people can kind of use that comment section to go back and forth. And so a bit of an iteration on that, the original model for Opposing Views.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We're speaking with Eitan Elbaz, and he is the co-founder and chairman of Render Media. And when we come back, we're going to hear about what's the process to come up with an idea to sell it to a company like Google.
Yeah.
And how does that work out? So we'll hear that when we come back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Eitan Albaz, who is the co-founder and chairman of Render Media. And we heard this is a way, it's like at the intersection of publishing, content, marketing, everything, and it's a way to make products really interesting mm-hmm. so people through video could really work with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So let's talk about the whole concept of starting a company and selling it. So AdSense.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what that was like, how you ended up selling to Google, I know, for $102 million, but what was the whole process like of building that company?
So started this company with three other folks, my brother and his co-founder and Ari Barkin, our cousin. And we were young. We were all in our 20s when we started this company. And the initial idea for the company was to build kind of an open source web directory, like an open source Yahoo. We tried that idea, and we tried another five ideas over the course of the next 18 months. And that fifth idea was AdSense, where we were going to go and look at the content of a web page and match that to an advertiser. And we thought that was a smart iteration on advertising, digital advertising. That was in August 2000. You can still find the press release today when we launched AdSense. And we showed this off to everybody who was we thought might be interested. The biggest search engines of the day, like Yahoo and AltaVista and LookSmart. And everybody looked at AdSense, and they were fairly uninterested in it. They did beta tests, but nobody was interested enough to actually buy it from us. And so AdSense sat on a shelf for two more years while we worked on other products, and we launched two other products. And our eighth product launch, you know, we came back to AdSense again when we felt like maybe the market is finally ready for this. USA Today had become a customer of one of our enterprise products, and so we were able to go and get USA Today to be our first customer for AdSense.
That's pretty high level.
Yeah, that
was
great.
You must have been pinching yourself like, wow, how did we do this?
Well, we didn't actually realize at the time how important that would be, because simultaneously, in parallel, Google was also going for USA Today on a product they were calling contextual targeting, which was essentially the same thing as AdSense, using Google's technology. When USA Today picked us, I think it sent a strong signal to Google that we had something meaningful in our AdSense technology.
Mm. So Google's really saying, with this technology, we could bring this internally, and this could really elevate our company.
Yeah, I think that I think it was really a meeting of the minds of, you know, they were obviously the smartest guys in the world working on the hardest problems, and the way that Sergey talked about it is that he thought the biggest cost to the company was opportunity cost, that together we could go faster. And so we combined teams, and we were the only two guys who were really working on an AdSense or contextual targeting product. And so we both together made our product better, and there were really no competitors for a few years.
So then you worked for Google for about four odd years.
Mm-hmm.
What was that really like? You considered one of the best companies to work for. Very, very hardworking. Very intense, I've heard from everyone.
Yeah.
So what was that like?
It was a great experience. In many ways, I feel like it's hard to appreciate working at such an amazingly efficient company without having first gone and worked for other big companies that might have been slower. So fortunately, I did have one experience in my life. I worked for a company called AMD for 3 years. Semiconductor firm. But wow, so you hear about Google, you think about the perks, like there's a Segway and free breakfast and lunch, but the biggest perk of them all is that you get to work with the smartest people in the world. And the people I met there ended up doing some really great things. worked with folks who have started unicorns since then, who have sold big companies to other of the leading, you know, folks who have sold companies to Twitter, to Facebook. A guy named David Friedberg, who I worked closely with, who built a company called Climate Corporation that sold for over $1 billion to Monsanto. So you really met and got to work alongside some of the smartest people in the world.
And do you keep in touch with the people?
For sure, yeah. I think my Google network is, definitely something I still tap into regularly.
So you mentioned you invested in 33 companies. When you invest in a company, and, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening here, and a lot of them are looking for investors. What does an investor like you look for where you're going to say, I'm going to put money in? About how much money do you usually like to put in, and what types of results do you want to get?
Yeah, so, I think it's funny. I've iterated on my model for how you make investments. I think earlier I used to fall in love with an idea. But I think it became clear probably a third of the way through this, maybe 8 or 10 investments in, that you're really betting on a founder. Is this person somebody who, certainly they have to be smart and visionary. Like, do they have the insight to build a business? And then do they have to truly, truly want it? And by wanting it, it means, are they ready to put building a company over everything else in their life for the next few years? And that's a hard ask for many people. If you're a family person, it's really important. You want to spend time with your children or your wife. That's an extremely important part of life for many people. And it's very difficult to sometimes balance things. So the question is, what are the things you're choosing? I'm not saying that you can't do both. I know people who definitely do both. But literally, there's nothing else in their life, nothing besides family and business. And that's a choice that I think you have to make. Mm-hmm. I think that for a few years in your life, there isn't quite that work-life balance.
Okay, so you want people who are laser-focused. Does it matter what business they're in?
No, I don't think so. I have certain things that I feel more comfortable investing in because I think I understand them better. Certainly ad tech, publishing, technology, generally technology and ads.
Okay. Were you saying something else when I cut you off?
So, I mean, hard work, motivation, and vision. I think you have to have a big idea. There's another personality trait that I think I've come to like. Two of them, I'd say. I think it's pretty neat when someone... Many entrepreneurs I saw have this built-in entrepreneur gene that they had when they were 12, 13, 14 years old, where they were selling baseball cards or selling candy in school or had some sort of a side hustle when they were younger. It was something they just wanted from a young age. The other characteristic, other personality trait I think is important is, think of the character from Raging Bull. It's the boxer who's not necessarily the strongest fighter. He's not necessarily the most experienced fighter, but he just won't stay down. No matter what, you can punch this guy, and he'll take the hits and he'll just keep getting back up. He's like a glutton for the punishment. He likes hearing the word no. He doesn't enjoy getting hit in the face, but he realizes that getting punched in the face is sort of what you need to do to get your end goal.
Yeah, I remember Jim McCann, the founder of 1-800-Flowers, once told me the key in business and entrepreneurs, and he invests in a lot too, is everyone gets knocked down. It's whoever gets up on the mat quicker. What is the future of Render Media?
I think media publishing is in the most disruptive phase it's ever been. Big traditional iconic media brands who, you know, litter the city of New York, they don't right now. A lot of them have difficulties getting this brand to be relevant in front of millennials. And so there's an opportunity right now to completely rebrand and brand new media publishers in front of millennials who are just now beginning to care about a publisher that might stick with them for the rest of their life.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum. The website again is
opposingviews.com, cookingpanda.com, and rndr.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Russell Stern.
How are you, Russell?
I'm doing pretty good, Robert. Thanks.
And Russell is the CEO and co-founder of SolarFlare, which is a network hardware software company. Actually, it's 99% of all trading electronics are used in the industry. Talk about what the company really is.
So we're a collection of people that know how to design chips, that know how to write software, design boards, design systems, and have a wonderful vision for where computing's going, where technology's going, and sort of a culture of figuring out how to make that product easy to adopt.
Now, easy to adopt for whom?
For the customer.
But who is the customer?
So
is it the CIO, CTO? Is it a
good question?
CEO?
It's
a user, a trader,
all of the above. So there's traders that are using some piece of application software. Underlying that screen that they're looking at is technology that brings that information to them as rapidly as possible. Underlying that, when he executes a trade, is a way to get to the market as fast as possible, right? So originally it started in high-frequency trading, which were algorithms that were running automatically all the time and doing a lot of very fast trading. But all of trading is electronic. No matter where you go, whatever system you're using, you sit at home and do a trade, it's electronic. There's nobody on the floor anymore holding up little pieces of paper and saying, you know, I did this amount of money. It actually is all done inside of a matching engine, an order engine. And if you put a bid on a stock, we're talking about stocks, and, you know, you put a collar on it, I don't want to pay more than that. And you know, if it goes above that, don't do the trade. So you want your order to get to the market really, really fast so you can get the price that you asked for. One of the most disappointing calls is to get a call back and say, I didn't make it. I didn't get there fast enough.
Well, how about with things like robo-trading, where people are trying to figure out algorithms to siphon off one basis point?
That's the high-frequency trading algorithm. Most of the games of that were originally done when a lot of these companies emerged and started to develop high-frequency trading, where they found out certain behaviors of the computers at the various exchanges. Most of that's really gone. It's actually a very tough business because you have to have a very deep understanding of markets. And what's really cool about that part of it is, you know, it used to be just, you know, a symbol, a price, and, you know, an ask and a bid. But now, in order to be more intelligent about it, you have to pull a lot more information in. So the notion of augmented intelligence has found its way into the world of electronic trading in a big way, where you're aggregating many, many different markets together, many pieces of just news, text out of newspapers, or the price of, you know, gasoline in Africa, whatever it is. You have to pull in all that information, and then the algorithm that you're trying to figure out is, well, what does that have to do with this buy? And I have to do it in microseconds, and we got to execute the trade in hundreds of nanoseconds. So it's really, really fast up.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Russell Stern, who is the CEO and co-founder of SolarFlare. And we've been talking about electronic trading. We've been talking about networking. You mentioned AI.
Yes.
We have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in. The vast majority are really interested in AI. They're also concerned about cybersecurity and digital assassination. Just tell me, what is your take right now on what the word AI really stands for?
So, you know, it started with the artificial intelligence notion, but really what it is that we're collecting so much information, we're recording so much information, whether it's, you know, the videos off your phone or this blog or this event, everything is being recorded, that, you know, video cameras out in the street, you name it. Right, we're collecting all this information, and, you know, originally we thought, well, let's take all that information, we'll put it in this big database, and we'll start to sort through it, and it would be like trying to find a piece of a needle in a haystack. You can't do it. There's too much data. So now we need machines to analyze the machines.
Wow, wait, and that is a profound thought that we have now past the intersection where we need the machines to analyze the machines.
We actually never got to that other location. It was almost like we drove there. You know, our GPS put us there. You've probably been that experience in your car. And you get there and you go, this is not the place. There's nothing here. Or this is an empty lot. Because that's kind of what it was. We were moving data so fast, by the time we got there, we couldn't do anything with it. So a lot of failed projects, a lot of things that didn't happen. But the electronic trading industry, the banks and exchanges, they were on top of this a long time ago. And they tend to be the leading edge, like people say, the bleeding edge of that technology. And what we're seeing now is the kinds of techniques and abilities they had in that market are finding its way into our very lives, right? And so we call it more about augmented intelligence. In other words, I need another computer to augment that knowledge. How do I distill it all very quickly? And then I need to be able to tell somebody really quick, right? The perfect example being the autonomous car, right? The car's going down the street. It's great if I'm, you know, can tell me where to go, turn left here, turn there, but I have to know where every other car is, and even ones I can't see. Which means that we all have to be communicating through some central point that's analyzing everything about us and then getting that data back to us in an instant. Very low latency. That's what trading was about, and very consistent. So, for instance, in the stock markets, the consistency of that latency in many cases was more important than the actual number being low, because one outlier, if you make a decision, and one outlier, you could destroy your profits for an entire day, maybe an entire week. So you need to be consistent. Well, imagine if you're driving a car, some guy's coming by at an intersection, you can't see him, he's doing about 70, but it took a little longer to communicate that data to your car, so you guys have an accident and die. That would be bad. So building out these, what we call neural class networks.
Neural class, right?
So think of your brain, right?
Neural class networks.
We're talking about hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of computers that are meshed together in a network, all performing a piece of the brain function and correlating data against it and being able to communicate between each other very rapidly and interact with us in the world, in the Internet of Things, right? And whether it's about our power, it's about our car, or our Google Home device, or Echo Dot, or whatever it is, to try to make our lives better by giving us more information. And now, you brought it up, so I'll add into it. There's a price we pay for that information, which is security, right? Cybersecurity. When you're building out a neural class network, you have just made the problem of cybersecurity that much harder, right? You've increased it by orders of magnitude.
And what is your organization doing about that?
So we designed...
It's your responsibility there, Russell. Make it happen.
You are darn right. We figured out exactly how to do it. It's really one of the coolest developments in our last generation released last June of our network adapter and software. We built a security engine encrypted into the hardware. That protects every single server and every application on that server. We call it micro-segmentation, which means that what we do at an atomic level is we decide where every channel of communication goes, where every network flow goes. So we make sure it gets to the right application, you know, in technical terms, the right cache, the right core, so it executes really fast. But now what we do with that is we can secure it. We can identify where every single network flow should go, assign rules to it, assign groups and patterns to it, and we can enforce it, or we can just monitor it, send you a text when somebody's communicating with a computer they shouldn't be communicating with. And we've solved that problem of access control. Now, that's just one piece of security. Cybersecurity has many, many other elements, as we saw played out in the news this week with sort of the older operating system exploit they found.
Now, if someone wants to find your company, what is the website?
www.solarflare.com.
SolarFlare.com.
That's right.
This is Robert Reese. We are talking with Russell Stern, the co-founder and CEO of Solarflare. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the future, how it will impact how the digital disruption in our world and AI will impact many of the industries that you are CEO of. Back in a few.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Russell Stern, who is the co-founder and CEO of Solar Flare. Why don't you start off? Tell me a little bit about what's going to happen in virtual reality, and then we'll move back into augmented intelligence.
So I'm one of these guys that buys every single gadget there is on Earth, so I have my VR glasses. I plug my Samsung phone into it, and I haven't found the greatest use of it for me, but companies are investing a lot of money and a lot of time, ways, and I think which will be one of the absolute best ways is to give people an educational experience, an immersed educational experience, and of course, and then be able to just sort of think about maybe one of the simple things, flying an airplane remotely in a virtual world, not just staring at some flat screen, but actually be like the pilot that's sitting in that plane.
At a certain point, do we become vicarious livers of life?
I hope not. I think what happens is, it shouldn't take as many generations as it has with us, but as we eliminated the more menial manufacturing jobs, what you hope is that the next generation will be trained on those types of skills that will allow them to be the innovators, the inventors of the next augmented reality or virtual reality technology, right? And so software is probably one of the most perhaps underrated skills in educational institutions today because we're not putting out enough of them.
Absolutely. So let's go back to AI.
Yes.
Talk in industry before you. How long would you say it's going to be for the cars to be?
I felt like it should be a little further out, and I've heard somebody tell me that by we'll see the first ones on the road within the next 12 months. That scares me a little bit, but maybe I'm just a little conservative in nature.
Hey, yeah. My daughter just got a driver's license, so that could be even scarier.
Yes, you'll hear people tell you stats about all this test driving that they've done, that there's much fewer accidents, based on...
Well, it's 4.3 million versus 3.2 million.
Yeah, so there's some cities where I just don't know how it's going to work. I just came back from Taipei. There's 4,000, mopeds and scooters running in between you. What do we do about them? Should we turn into them? Are we going to... rely on our local
radar. Let's go into other industries.
Yes.
Snapshot. How will healthcare change because of what you're doing?
Healthcare is huge. And I think the biggest thing driving healthcare is the genetic research.
Mm-hmm.
The sequencing of the human genome was an incredible breakthrough. But now they have made being able to do gene splicing and genetic research, something you can do in your garage. In fact, I saw many examples of it presented by an FBI agent that works on cybersecurity for the FBI and for the healthcare industry. You can buy a desktop DNA sequencer for less than $5,000. You can build an entire laboratory and, invent the next greatest cure to something in genetic research in your garage. Part of that is scary, part of that is exciting. But the ability now, if you can imagine, if you had everybody's DNA fingerprint,
think about all of that information and the billions of people in the world, and now I'm using augmented intelligence, be able to analyze that data and figure out what's the right treatment for Robert. Robert's got this thing. What's the right treatment for Robert?
So, what's the goal? Is the goal for people to live to 120 years old?
It's a good question, and it presents population. Some very interesting moral issues about how we're going to feed the world. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we'll use augmented intelligence to figure out how to create more food.
Okay, so let's shift over to another topic that, you know, inside out, which is the future of trading and the financial markets. Ooh. Give a snapshot of how AI will change that. Highly regulated industry
in a good way, in a lot of good ways. I think, you know, I spend a lot of time with regulators and see a lot of, you know, go to a lot of trade shows and conventions that talk about it. I think everyone's trying to catch up. Regulators don't have the ability to set up a laboratory and replicate what's being innovated at some bank or an exchange. So they have to rely on the collective intelligence, morality, ethics, business ethics of the businesses that they work with. So they do actually do a pretty good job. Sometimes they get a bad rap in the industry, but in general, that's what's going on. One we talked about a little bit, which is using more information to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And that could be you sitting in front of your, you know, whatever trading platform you use. I don't want to, you know, push any names out there, but let's say you've got a trading platform and you want to see, what are all the things that might affect me owning this stock or owning this ETF, whatever it is. So bringing more of that information to you, that's sort of the simple end of it. What's happening, a layer below that in our industry, is to open up markets and companies around the globe and be able to basically install in these neural class cloud environments trading capability. Because when we first started this was just only for like blazing fast machines. Now we've developed the capability to bring that credible speed, this extreme scale capability, into a world where I can put them in a cloud environment and have them be accessible by many, be able to stand them up quick. So I think we're going to see a broadening of trading across the globe, across geographies. We're spending a lot of time in Asia Pac, right in the Asia Pacific region, China, Japan, Singapore, you know, all the countries over there. So we see them expanding out quite a bit in the world of electronic trading. And it's kind of an interesting lift off of this. Maybe when we come back from break, we'll talk about it again. But the world of advertising is moving to an electronic trading platform. A low-latency electronic platform. So a lot of people that were in the high-frequency trading world have joined companies that are working on getting advertisement to you. So when you click on your Facebook page, that page doesn't exist somewhere. It's created at the moment you hit the mouse. One of the things that Facebook knew is, well, I can't make that page take too long to load. You'll just move away.
And this is definitely, CMOs are moving in that direction. We've about 20 seconds left.
Yes.
I want to ask you, you are an accomplished guitar player.
I never said that I was an accomplished guitar player. I said
pretty good. You've like 12 great guitars. What can CEOs learn from playing electric guitar?
Any kind of guitar. So I play guitar, acoustic. I'll tell you what you learn is peace. You know, a lot of inner strength and relaxation. It is the best stress reliever. I keep a guitar at work, and everybody will hear me from my office jamming away at lunchtime and know that Russell's relaxing. Yeah.
There you go. Russell's relaxing. And everyone, we've been speaking with Russell Stern, the co-founder CEO of Solarflare. Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. See you next week.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.